But what are your thoughts on Trevor's Day, particularly his ability to settle down there after the second inning?
It's kind of second day we've seen that in a row where the first inning looked out of sorts. You know, he's throwing some good pitches, and then he was missing by wide margins in the first couple innings, which a little concern with that. Usually when he's on, he knows where it's going, but really didn't first couple innings. The next thing you know, he gives us five. So was able to get it back under control, and that's what veteran guys are typically are able to do.
You guys have talked so much about treating every game the same, no matter the opponent, the setting. I mean, how much has that just aided you guys this year?
Yeah, I you know, they're just looking to go out there and win today's game and celebrate it afterwards and move on to the next day. You know, it was great. We had a big crowd tonight and today, and that always is pretty inspiring. You know, some of the outs, like the last out in the eighth, you know, you can really kind of feel it. Our fans are really loud, so that's a little extra help, especially, you know, we're grinding in on, it's 18 now. We got two more before we have an off day. It was 20 in a row, and the guys are feeling it a little bit. So it was great that we got a big crowd today.
You mentioned that big out in the eighth and Buchter in the seventh, too. How big were just both of those innings by Buchter and Familia? What was the feeling like after those two?
Right. Yeah, you know, because we're down Rodney. We're not going to use Rodney today. And then, you know, the top part of the lineup to the middle made more sense with Lou. So then we had to piece together the seventh a little bit. And, you know, Petit has the first strikeout, and now all of a sudden walks a guy, and he's a little bit of a tough spot. But, you know, Buchter's a guy that we're going to need quite a bit here. You know, especially some of these teams with the lefties, so and switch hitters. So, you know, that was good for him to be able to pitch that deep in a game, you know, and finish off the seventh inning like he did. And then, like I said, there's going to be days where we don't have everybody available, so he's going to be important.
Bob, Jed Lowry seems to be heating up going into September. How important is that kind of veteran presence? The guy's been in this situation not too long ago to the overall mindset of the team.
No, he really is a resource, especially for these younger guys in the cage. You know, he's smart guy that's on top of everything. He knows his strengths and weaknesses. He knows what the pitchers are going to try to do to him. You know, is a resource to tell the younger guys this is how you have to handle it. And when he's swinging well, obviously, you know, he's a big part of the offense. So I can't say enough about what he's not only meant to the team, but also the production he's had the last 2 years, best 2 years of his career.
Bob, you mentioned wanting to get Canna back in there against the left-hander. He hits a home run, and I'm assuming
against the right-hander.
I assume you take him out there for primarily defensive reasons.
Correct.
What do you tell him after he's hit a home run and then you immediately take
him? He's got an idea. Well, you know, we had a bunch of matchups going on, depending on that inning, whether, you know, we were going to potentially use Joyce if there were some base runners, but you know, he got the bat with nobody on, and you know he can, with one swing of the bat, he can lose one. So, you know, it ended up being a good day for him. But he knew once he had that at bat that Laureano would be in center field.
Bob, you mentioned the crowd. Did it kind of feel like just a playoff atmosphere out there for you guys today?
Anytime we have a big crowd here, it feels like playoff atmosphere. And then you know, the whole Yankee thing—they bring a little extra to, you know, a Labor Day on top of that. You know, it felt, you know, a little holiday type thing. So there was probably a little better feeling out there than normal.
Bob, you mentioned Lou Trevino, and in that sixth inning, he strikes out Stanton, Hicks, and Duhar. I mean, how impressive was that to set those guys down?
Yeah, I don't do him any favors. For a young guy, you know, typically he's either the fireman with guys on base, or he a lot of times has to go through the middle of the order. And now with the lefties too, you know, he's been really good on lefties. So, you know, this is becoming a long season for him, but after a little bit of a rocky period, which everybody's gonna have, he's really responded here recently. You know, not only pitching in the fashion he has, but clean innings too, quick innings now, where he's, you know, not getting some runners on base. So he's, when you have stuff like that, you should feel pretty confident.
Bob, do you have any idea what you're gonna do in terms of pitching tomorrow?
Yeah, we're gonna start Liam Hendricks. We'll pitch the first inning tomorrow, and then we'll back it up.
Bob, I know you've spoken about this bullpen and how much of a luxury it is to have so many guys, 14, I think, guys down there. Have you ever managed a team that's been this deep? And what does that do for you in terms of the comfort zone?
The 14, and there's more coming tomorrow. So with the AAA season over, but it's 14. But, you know, and with rosters expanded, typically you're going to have 10 or 11. 14's a lot, and with more coming, it's a lot. So, you know, each and every day you kind of have to go down the list on who you're going to use potentially, if not, who ahead, behind, and so forth, length, But it's a lot of guys to try to process.
Bob, is tomorrow a full bullpen day, or do you have a starter coming in after
the next Frankie Montas will be in there at some point.
And you guys acquired Aaron Brooks today.
We did.
What do you think the plan might be with him?
Not sure yet. You know, we're still discussing that. You just, you know, if you look, you know, at least up until today, we had a lot of arms. We didn't have a lot of length in the arms. So, you know, another guy that had a really good AAA season. We have some history with him before here, too. So, just adds to the mix.
Thank you.
All right.